Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, I really mean it. What would you do? What would you do? Who would you become? This is such an important question right now. It is so reflective. For those of you out there, it is more reflective than you can even imagine for us. I'm Dr. Pat. Many of you know that. Many of you may not. I am the host of the Dr. Pat Show. And yeah, there is this little known secret. One of you pointed out to me yesterday in an email that I am the owner of the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio and our Wealth Channel and our Health Channel and our Green Channel. And you're going to hear a lot more about that. But I'm not the genius behind that. That's Jessica and Linda. They are really the genius behind our expansion and our growth. And of course, Merrick. Benny and I have been together 16 years, kicking it up here. With a show that was originally called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And that is the energy that I do the show today. This is a fun show. Sometimes we talk about some super powerful things. Lately, we've even talked about some things that are of a political nature. But if you want to hear more of that, you have to go over to my other show, which is called Power Up with Dr. Pat. But the one thing that you hear me talk about a lot is well-being and wellness and health. And you hear me talk about it from my own journey. And what that means is, and I don't know how else to say it, but in 2004, on April 1st, literally that day, at the end of a workshop and during a workshop, my right ankle was swelling up to the size of a soccer ball. It was at least a grapefruit when I left. That took me on a journey with what was known then as a mystery disease. And it stayed like that for about, I'd say, a year or so. And I kind of kept it under wraps. I didn't talk about it because I didn't know. I got tested for everything on the planet. But what it did as I look back, as I am looking as what we're going through now with COVID-19 and what all of you are being affected by in your businesses, I got to tell you, I feel for you. I mean, I dialed my bank who took my PPP application 692 times. And the person that called me's mailbox was full. And so today what the show is about is you are going through extraordinary times. But one of the things I did learn on my healing journey is about healing and the healing through flower essences. Now I can say that because Alina Hennessy has put out a book, The Healing Guide to Flower Essences, which we have three copies of, because this is something that is beyond a book. You know when somebody has tapped into something so deep in their soul, probably some Akashic record thing that we could probably point to. You know when there is somebody that is so committed to love on the planet, how to love ourselves, how to stop the pain that's going on in our lives, but more importantly, how to share and pay forward, transfer knowledge of what she has learned. Practitioner, energy healer, Reiki master, and I gotta tell you, for like a bunch of years, I slaughtered the word Reiki. I just slaughtered it. A noted artist, as I discovered art in my own healing journey. But today, beyond all the radio and television and articles, she is here to join us in unity to say that we can heal. We can heal. The planet can heal. And what can we carry forward from these wisdom, these people that have such depth in the wisdom of who they are? You know, these wisdom seeks that are now in the world, that's her. So today, fasten your seatbelt. We're giving away 3 copies of this fantastic book, No Holds Barred, Pictures, Healings, and Much More. Alina, I got it right, huh? Alina.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Is that your
art? It is, yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. In the back of my head, I don't know if I can show you, but up on the top of the bookcase, there are 2 goddess heads. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is because I really did get deathly sick in 04, and I stayed sick for years. And I found through the angel lady, Dr. Darvish, one of the most incredible doctors on the planet. So what we're about to talk about today and you're about to share is what thousands of years of wisdom is so now needed to come forward. And I want to ask you this question, given everything you've done, everything you know, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Oh, wow.
You don't say yes to this body of work without going through some stuff. I'm just saying.
Oh, I mean, I think it starts from childbirth. I mean, it starts from the womb. I mean, I've was always a highly sensitive, empathic child, very creative. My mother's an artist. My parents divorced when I was 12. And so my father has been in the 12-step program his whole life. So there you go. I mean, that's a big part of it. My mom's a sweet empath, you know. So close to them now. They both live here, but it's been a long journey, that healing journey. And I could just write another book on that, actually. But right now, I mean, I've always deeply connected with nature and always felt a higher sense of things and was in touch with intuition and guidance. But sensing, being able to sense other people's feelings and energies comes with, you know, a struggle. It has a shadow side to that. So it's been learning how to navigate in this world and stay true to myself and overcome, you know, pain and discomfort of life. Life has a lot of that, a lot of challenge, and a lot of people are really feeling that right now. And that's why this is such an opportune time to heal, to slow down, to get in touch with nature, to understand we have great healing resources within ourselves, within our breath, and our connection to others and to the plant spirit world and flowers and so much. So it's been a journey. I'm 43 now. So I'm still learning and unlearning. And I think unlearning is the big process of this. And I think that's why I hope more people are open to the flower essence realm, because it's going to take some unlearning to trust that that is actually something that you can support you so gently and sweetly and gracefully. And just to be open to that, I think is really important for us to open our minds now more than ever. And I hope people are doing that during this time. I certainly see that they are.
I do too. I mean, it's so fascinating. I went back to your website and, you know, I know what we're going to talk about today. For those of you out there, I just want to hold this up in case, you know, but I'm sure that Olivia's got pictures of it. And this is the book that one of the things we'll talk about today, but it's much more than a book. And every time I say a book, I need to step back and talk with you about not so much why you wrote the book, we'll get to that, but how you wrote the book. And okay. What I mean by that is a lot of times we will get books that come across our desk and they'll be great at describing things, but they certainly won't contain the kind of art that you have in here. What was it that drew you to literally create this type of message, this type of book?
You know, I studied and learned about flower essences like over a decade ago and became a practitioner when I was going through a divorce and studying like all sorts of different healing modalities. And it was one of my favorite practices. And so it's always been with me. And I've been in the art world and been in the art publishing world for a while. My first book, I think, was published like 7 years ago. And so my mother and I created an oracle deck based on flower and animal totems healing. And it just took off and it's done really well. And the publisher got in touch with me and asked me to do this book. And I was like, of course, I'd love to, because I just understand and relate to flower essences. And, you know, also the art, like I'm naturally, my mother and I are naturally, like we love drawing botanicals. So it's just a natural fit.
Yeah.
And it's something I knew I could write about. You know, I'm not like a writer, but I'm an artist primarily, but it's something I knew I could create and that it would be a healing experience for me to create. And so the how, I took, you know, some months to write it and I just allowed the channeling to happen. I didn't write like a 4 or 5 a day about each essence and I would just allow it to come through. And it just, I let it just, I'm here, I'm in nature in Nashville, North Carolina. I'm looking at the forest mountains right now. I have flowers over my land. So they're all around me. So that does help, I think, being connected to that world. I live outside of Asheville. So yeah.
Well, and you know, the thing that for those of you out there, what you'll see, first of all, I want to make sure you're able to find out how to buy a copy of the book. But the thing I was really struck by was Alina's Facebook page, which is Alina loves to paint, A-L-E-N-A, Alina loves to paint. And when you go to that site, and as I do in preparation for every show I do, I could not get off the page. And I was just struck by the imagery here that I almost forgot we're going to talk about flower essences today, right? and I think it was Linda that said to me, which painting were you drawn to? And I said, you're not going to believe it. And she says, I bet I know which one it was, Pat. Only you would pick this one. And I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it is about healing. What about this guide, these flower essences that tap in to an ancient wisdom, right? A timeless wisdom. You know, it is a medicine for transformation. Why is it to this day that we're seeing people transform in front of our eyes from not just learning about this, but learning how to completely absorb the energy of this? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll give out a copy of the book. We're also taking your questions. Do you have questions about flower essences? Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
That's it, Denny. That's what we're talking about. For those of you out there, we're talking about the Healing Guide to Flower Essences. You got a question for Alina, give us a call. 1-800-930-2819. And by the way, first caller, we will give out a copy of the book. What I was really struck by, Alina, about the book was I was really struck by how you wrote the book. And what I mean by that is usually when I get a book like this, it's usually in some kind of alphabetical order. But what I was really struck by is the way that you wrote each chapter of the book and fascinated by it. And we were talking about this during the break, but I was talking about it also before. Clearly, I love the part on transformation. But the one that I latched onto was the chapter on frustration. So you have taken an approach to help people that says, what are you feeling? What's going on with you? This is what you can do to get some relief. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about frustration, because I think that has probably got to be at the top of the emotion list right now for people.
I agree. Yeah, if it were me, I would, depending on what aspect of frustration, if it's more anger, if it's impatience, if it's fear can be related to frustration. It's just trapped fear. I mean, a lot of us have a lot of reasoning to feel that way. We're unclear on what's going on. There's a lot of different messages coming out. People are easily frustrated right now. I mean, it's completely understandable. So I would, you know, look at that chapter and read about it and find out what, you know, you can even make a combination of a bottle. I would take maybe 1 to 5 maximum. Sometimes less is more powerful.
Right.
You can focus on an aspect of that. It's like homeopathy, you know?
Yeah.
But my favorite one I mentioned earlier is impatience. I take that for myself because I'm somebody who's very much like free spirit, and when the world just seems to be like grinding to a halt and there's not much we can do and we don't feel like we can move forward with our purpose, it can be very scary too. So there's a combination of fear and frustration. I would look at that. Feeling overwhelmed or discouraged, elm or gentian can work well with that. Or mimulus, fear of things unknown. There's a lot that I feel like the thing that why they work so well for frustration and why I tend to take them for that more than feeling open and blissed out, which you can get through, you know, meditation practice, is because they're working subtly on your energetic levels. And it's a gentle experience rather than something that's going to kind of like force you out. Like it's more a gradual like, ah, and then all of a sudden you'll notice an hour or two later, you're not feeling as frustrated. You're feeling having more patience. So your frustration is valid and your anger is valid right now. Yeah. The flowers are there to help you, you know, and because they're energetic medicine, they work really well for those pent up feelings.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading about this and I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, then the other thing that happened, I started to go through some of the other parts of the book, but it was funny because I had this conversation with Linda and I said to her, and it's in your book, this is where I'm going with this. And I said to her, you know, I have just had a craving for cayenne pepper. I said, I am like putting the cayenne like on everything. I'm putting it on my eggs, everything. I'm just like cayenne. And so then I was reading your book and I went to the section on transformation. And I'm just thinking, well, wait a minute. There's like a flower essence in here on this. I don't know if it's the same, but it's really interesting is that I think people too are getting a sense of this backed up energy you refer to.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't think I'm alone with that, but I feel like there's this backed up energy. You know, what are you doing to help people, you know, work through the things that you know, and the things that you're sharing, right? To help them sort of get through what I think so beautifully said, this backed up energy, right?
Mm-hmm. For me, I have to spend a little time outside and I have to do some movement and breath work and I have to watch my caffeine intake. It's like just simple things like that. Eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Yeah, but breath work to me is something that is meditation. I mean, it really is the gateway. It really is the doorway. And because we're having to rely so much on our inner experience right now, there's not a lot of outward that we can like go out into or trust right now or understand. I think it's really a call to move within. But I find when I am frustrated, just getting a little movement, getting a little like running around in your yard, that's going to help. Because if you just sit down and meditate when you're super frustrated, it might be a very frustrating experience. Like, so move a little bit before, you know, sweat. I was having a frustrating day the other day. I was feeling very aggravated by a situation and I just went and walked around and in nature and even started running a little bit. I'm not a runner. And I felt so much better. It really released what needed that stagnation. So think of your body as something that you need to tune into every day, the needs of it. It will tell you. And flower essences help to do that. They help you get more into the subtle realms and more tuned in with yourself, your internal world, and also the mystery, the great mystery. Yeah. And so they're just supportive, gentle friends right now that we can rely on and take along with us. And we need that right now. I mean, I think
We need it. I want to ask you to, funny you say that, because I have procrastinated about what I should do to move my body. Now, look, I'm going to tell you, I am not a walker. I am not a runner. I mean, if I try to run, oh my God, my knees will just absolutely revolt. But I am a ping pong player. I mean, don't laugh. Okay. But I really like crazy. And all of the places I play, except for this one Maverick place, all shut down. And they're not going to open anytime in the near future. A lot of the places are held up at our, you know, some of our centers, and they're going to be like, right, who knows when. So I went online and I researched a ping pong table for like 4 weeks. And I finally bit the bullet and actually bought one, but I could lease it. So I realized that for myself is that movement, whatever kind it is going to help people. It's going to help, but you've got to break the pattern. And I think what you're talking about too, is even though you didn't like to go run, we have to break the pattern of this. Let me ask you about flower essences, because people talk to me from time to time, because I've just been sharing about the fact that I've got this diffuser, right? I mean, I've been doing this show 16 years, the first diffuser I've ever owned. But how can we use flower essences? What are the many ways that you recommend doing it?
Well, you can put some drops in, handful of drops in your water. You can take them directly from a stock bottle. You can put them in your bath. You can put them in your lotion. If we start seeing life as ceremony and life as ritual, and we start honoring that we are not separate from anything, we feel less alone. We're more deeply connected to nature and the medicine it holds. And so if you start seeing your life as a ceremony, your healing as a ceremony, using the plants and the flowers and the herbs and the teas and whatever it is that works for you, if that reverence starts to come in, so let's say you make a hot bath for yourself, you put some salts in, a couple essential oils, put a flower essence in for your impatience, like for your frustration. And just that intention alone and that love and that care for yourself is transformational. And so when we live life as a ceremony with intent, and that's what the flowers are having, like we have this doctrine of signatures. They each have their own intention and their history is fascinating. And so I just think that little twinkling of like that shift in perception of understanding every day is a gift and life is ceremony, even in these really challenging times we're in, these uncertain times. That alone can give you, yeah. It can just start to change. Like change can be subtle every day. And, but you have to renew that relationship every day. Because if you don't renew that relationship every day, we get into these other patterns, but all of a sudden we're in this other place and we're stuck.
Yeah.
And it's much harder to get out.
Well, so we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to give another copy of the book. I know you're going to be with us for one more segment. When we come back, I would love for you to share like your secrets. What's your favorite remedies, your favorite formulas? What have you been calling on here lately? Give us the skinny on this. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Benny, we will give another copy of the book away. Alina Hennessy joining us here today. We're going to give you lots of information, how you can get your own copy of the book. And we're going to talk about what are the formulas that perhaps she uses in this day and age we're living in. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit amirabeth.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm so thrilled Alina's joining us here today, the Healing Guide to Flower Essences. So, Benny, let's go ahead and give another copy of the book away. I know the first copy's gone. 1-800-930-2819. If you go ahead and do that, that would be great. Alina, how do people find out about you? And also, we're going to be talking about your art as well now. How do they find out about you? How do they find out about your art? All of the above, and get a copy of the book.
They can go to my website, alinahennessy.com, alinahennessy.com. Everything's there. All my online art courses. I just got back from India and Bali before all this shutdown happened. So I taught some retreats there, and the link to the book is also there, and as well as paintings and prints and more about me. So online.
I love it. And we are so connected online. I was surprised when I got the book, and I started to look at, you know, who you were and what you were doing, and certainly the influence from your mom, I would imagine as well. But the art is what I was struck by. And I wasn't surprised when I opened the book of some of the imagery in here. I want to ask you, if you talk about flower essences, it's an energy and it's a healing. If you talk about art, it's an energy and it's a healing. But when you put them both together, that is so powerful. Did you intend for it to be that way?
No, just the way it happened. It's not something I thought out. That's the mystery of life, right? Just kind of came together. Couldn't have planned that, you know?
Right. No, you can't. Who is it that talks to you? Is it the flowers that talk to you for the art, or is it the art that talks to you for the flowers?
Well, when I'm doing flower essences, they talk to me. In fact, I recommend anyone to understand flowers just to go out, and I write about this in the book, and go to a park, go to wherever you can go, and if where flowers are, and just kind of meditate in front of them and sit with them and look at them. Really look at a flower. How often have we really just took time to look at the intricacy? It's incredible. It's like a world there, a universe in there. And then see if the flower has a message for you. That's how you start working with healing with flower essences. With painting, my process of allowing painting to come through me and allowing the creative source to move through me, it's a channel. It's something I like to get out of my own way through my ego and just allow that flow experience to happen. That's something that takes practice. So the painting will tend to tell me where it wants to go. And it's through the practice and, of course, the structure of knowing art elements and principles of art that help, you know, so having a background in studying this, but also unlearning it and letting the painting speak to me. And that's why painting is so transformational and healing, is because it literally like produces not only like dopamine and serotonin in your brain, it gives you a relaxed feeling, but it allows you to see and create and be in the moment and to have evidence and witness of your existence in this moment. So it's different every time, but I think it's allowing yourself to be a channel and getting out of our own way and just seeing what messages want to come through. But know that that's a practice. It's sometimes nothing will come and you'll be frustrated, or you have to just keep showing up. And by showing up, things will be revealed.
You know, I had an interesting experience right before the show. It is my friend's birthday today, and I love to buy her roses. And I went out and I, you know, mask on face, the whole thing. right? People in the checkout line, masks on face, the whole thing. And there's an energy to that. And I show up in the line with these beautiful, beautiful, bright orange, almost beautiful, beautiful roses. And they go through the line, and the fragrance from them, you could watch what happened. So in the line, the woman that's checking me out, the woman that's putting the groceries, and the gentleman behind me just stopped for a minute. Mm. And their entire energy changed. And they were talking about how these roses smell. I mean, they went on for about 3 or 4 minutes as they were doing what they, and the whole energy changed, mm-hmm. right? Their focus was just on the fragrance of these. And the one woman was describing how sweet the smell was. And I imagine this in preparing for today with you, if 3 minutes of that could shift the energy that was so very heavy, right. Wow.
It's so true. We don't underestimate them. I mean, they have intoxicating fragrance. They're intoxicating to look at. If you, the more you stare at them, the more you paint them, they are their own sensual divine mystery. And so, I know it's incredible. And that's why essential oils are also powerful healers too, different than flower essences, but.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, I know you're gonna run off in a minute, but I wanna get back to your secret formulas, right? I know there's lots in the book that people are gonna get, but I want to know for you, when you think about, what will I put together today? Tell us what that will be.
Well, I also think about this in terms of healers to help people. So I see a lot of men come with a father wound. And so sunflower is very powerful for healing the masculine. I think the masculine is internally is pretty broken, has been pretty broken. And that's evident through like just looking. So sunflower is one of those ones that's like, wow. For me and for what everyone will discover, you will be surprised by what works for you. You may something like what I will share what has worked for me, and I will, but may not work for you. So that's why you have to, or you may not have an impact. Like I have been surprised by what did impact me, or what, like I took rock rose once. That's for intense fear or shock, or just like kind of being thrown off by an experience. So a rose that can go through a rock, it's really, think about the doctrine of signatures. It's powerful. It's a powerful healer. And I was going through a hard time, but I wouldn't call it intense shock, but I decided to take that one in a formula or by itself. And the healing I had that night through my dreams was incredible. Star of Bethlehem is an incredible healer.
Yeah.
It's so nurturing. It's the mother. It's like, it's helpful for now because we're all going through some sort of unknown or crisis or fear or just grief around like not knowing what to expect. And so that one's the divine mother coming through a flower, and that feeling is very powerful. And then for me as an artist who can daydream a lot, who can kind of be out of the moment and kind of project and think about the future or get lost in my own imagination, clematis is really helpful for me staying in the moment and being present. And patience is one I take a lot for if I'm feeling frustrated at all. That one is an incredible one. And then another one I would suggest right now, if you run anxious or you're worried about the same things, because a lot of people are in repetitive thoughts, like what's going to happen to my job or my income, or are we going to get this, or is this going to happen? So there's a lot of great ones for anxiety and for worry. The most well-known one that's pretty powerful is white chestnut. So the chestnuts are pretty amazing for that. So there's a lot of them, but I would suggest sometimes making your own and having one speak to you and having that grow on your land, that may be, or your yard or near your a park or neighborhood near you, that may be the most powerful one because it's showing up for you. So start paying attention to them. And when you start paying attention to them, you're going to see them everywhere. And that's what's going to blow you away. They're everywhere. You know, now that we're approaching spring here in North America.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking about this. Linda has a favorite. And as a matter of fact, when she was here, Linda's my producer. She's the one that literally booked you for the show. And I've never heard of it. I didn't know. I don't know if it's, she calls it a Linton rose. And I'm not sure if it's a rose or not. It doesn't look like any rose I've ever seen. But she is emotionally drawn to this thing.
Right.
And we've got them planted out here. And of course, my friend Annie and I, this is not really in my wheelhouse, but I love it. But there's something about that. How do you explain when people are drawn? Like, they call me the Queen of Roses. It doesn't matter. I take roses. I make rose water. I do rituals with rose water. I've done sweat lodges with rose water. So I know that about myself. But these other flowers where people just can't explain it, how do we help them?
Why people are drawn to certain flowers?
Yeah.
I'm also a rose person. I have girlfriends that can't get enough of roses, red apricot. When you mentioned the apricot rose, orange rose, that's like one of my favorites.
Oh, you should see this thing.
You have no idea. Like, I'm, you know, anything in the lily family. Like, there's just certain that peonies, I grow peonies here on my land. But I don't know. I can't explain that. I mean, why do we love the colors we love? We can certainly analyze that, but sometimes it's just to trust that. Anything, if you want to read about them, then that might tell you more. So the roses, of course, so many of us are drawn to the roses because they're all about the heart and divine love and feeling that connection. There's, to me, anything in the rose family is just right here. So I'm always going to be partial to rose. So I would, if you're drawn to certain, it keeps coming up, you keep seeing it, look it up and see why, and something may come to you.
I love it. Alina, thank you for today. I know you've got to pop off. Before you go, please let folks know how they can get their own copy of the book, your website. And then last question, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Oh goodness. Personal message is to really be gentle and take care of yourself and have gentle thoughts towards yourself and use this time to be in the present moment as much as you can. Because that's all we have right now. And that's where our liberation is. And that's where the relaxation is. When we go forward or backwards, then we get anxious. So stay here now. And let's just trust this unfolding and trust your own journey. And everyone can find me at alinahennessy.com. And the book is there too.
So. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I've got a couple of these I want to share with you that I've been attracted to, and now I have discovered what they mean thanks to Alina. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am soul stretching success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Seal. Benny.
Well, it goes appropriately with what you're holding.
It was.
For everyone on Facebook.
Okay, trivial question. Mm-hmm. Do you know what movie that was from?
It was from, wasn't it from a Batman movie?
Batman!
Was it really?
Do you know which one?
It was.
Do you know who was
Clooney.
The female actor in that one?
Had to have been George Clooney. No.
It was Nicole Kidman. Kidman.
So is that with Michael Keaton, though?
Was it Michael Keaton, or was it the one time that Val Kilmer played? Oh, I gotta look at that. I gotta look that up.
I'm looking it up right now. I'll have an answer for you.
Dump the stars. Hey, everybody. Yeah, we just had Alina on, and these
Batman Forever.
Are the roses. Did you find it?
Yeah, it was Batman Forever. The 95.
Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here we go. These are the roses that I was talking about. See how pretty they are without my face?
They are.
Yeah. Those are the ones that I'm going to be bringing up to my friend whose birthday today. Hold on a minute. Let me just put them right there. Okay. So we were just talking with Alina, fabulous artist, and she is the author of this book, The Healing Guide to Flower Essences. And like I said, we have a copy to give away, 1-800-930-2819. One of the things I was really struck by as I went through the book, the book is written in a slightly different way than other books have been written that I've gotten before. Certainly when you go to the back, there's also a couple of interesting things here. One is there are these other interviews that, you know, she did, like interview with Joseph Aldo. And so she went through and she asked these questions, right? And so one of the questions is this. What can people expect once they begin integrating flower essences into their lives? This was an interview question. So this is the answer, right? And he says, when taking flower essences, people can expect their lives to become much calmer, more peaceful, as they support the release of old patterns, programs, and beliefs. That underlie many of our emotional and psychological dis-ease. Issues of anger, grief, loneliness, insecurity, psychological disease he's talking about, indecision, exhaustion, and many others can be resolved oftentimes quickly, as I talked about in the Safeway. You know, the experience of four of us standing there, right? And having the experience of these roses and bringing flower essences into one's life. Acute dosing, and this is, I think, what Alina was talking about. Acute dosing in the moment can facilitate the integration of traumatic experiences from the past. This is one of the most extraordinary experiences or aspects of flower essences. And he goes on to say, I've experienced in my practice one that leaves people dumbfounded as to how lifelong traumas can be addressed so quickly. And I am so struck by that. You know, astragala was something that, was given to me by our friend at the herbal garden place in Kirkland. And, you know, this is something that people discover when they're out in the wild and you're walking through wildflower fields or you're walking in nature and you get the scent of something, or even the visualization of it. One of the things that, you know, I mentioned is, you know, I have two friends, and Linda in particular, that absolutely loves Linton Rose as a plant. And, you know, you think about what is it about Linton Rose that is so attractive, and what is the healing nature of that? And so one of the things I did during the break was I looked at the healing nature of it and what its meaning was. And certainly people use it because it sort of resists deer, right? It totally distracts them. But this idea of Lenten, and it's L-E-N-T-E-N, Lenten Rose, it's from the Greek meaning, right? And it has this meaning in it that is so absolutely interesting when we think about it. How do you care for them? Well, I'm finding as I'm growing two of them out here that they do require care. And so what happens when we have something like that, that we bring into our lives and we don't know? And I think what Alina was saying to us is that everybody's different. You know, there are things that have an effect on some of us and don't have effects on others of us. And so this is what the message is today. Is really find for yourself, you know, find what that essence is, find what the healing message of these are for you. Now, this particular flower essence, right, it helps us when we're feeling worn out from grief or sorrow and headache. I looked it up. And, you know, this essence works where there are no words in the emotional heart. And I was so struck by that, you know, when I looked it up. You know, it has the sense of being protected. It has, you know, an official name for it. But here it is, you know, looking at how people use these, right? What they do when they're around them, what it brings into being. You know, how this flower essence can take us to a level of relieving grief and help us, you know, be all that we want to be. Just this one flower, this one thing that both Linda and Annie are so drawn to, when I looked it up, has such powerful energy. So now when I go outside and I look, as I will in a few minutes, and I look at this beautiful, beautiful plant, and I think about it, one of the things I'm really clear by is I will never, ever look at it the same. And for those of you out there, we've given two copies of the book away, and I want to thank you. There's so much in here. And the way that Alina has written the book is so that it addresses certain things that might be going on in your life. It's all about the healing. Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. Olivia, thank you for producing a fabulous Facebook interface. And I want to thank all of you out there for being you. Remember that this is a time that is of enormous energy for healing. You know, for us, we're getting ready to launch our campaign that's about saving voices, saving the voices of our independent radio host and media. So you'll be hearing from us about saving voices, about independent choices. You'll hear us with that shortly. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time. Tides that I try.